I'm standing now right on the U.S.-Canada border, having approached from the U.S. side across a playground. Just across the line is a pretty much a completely unremarkable neighborhood in Canada. There's no fence, just this kind of shallow ditch and some warning signs saying you're leaving the United States. I can literally just jump across. Now we're in Canada, and jump right back, and we're back in the U.S.
Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in.
That's the song they're singing across the border this month. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency instigated the lament with an environmental review. The planning document contemplates short stretches of fencing on the northern border. Also up for discussion are upgrades to patrol roads, short-range radar, more cameras, or aerial drones, among other things. But it was the fence that caught the locals' attention the most, says British Columbia legislator Barry Penner.
It is a disappointing development to think that after all these many years of being good neighbors, one side or the other might think it's necessary now to build a fence.
In response to voices like this, the U.S. Border Agency is trying to tamp down fears. Customs and Border Protection Planner Don Beckham says the agency has no intention of building a fence on the northern border that resembles the steel curtain along parts of the Mexican border.
We do discuss fencing, but it would be more very specific locations like the fencing on either side of a small remote port of entry to keep people from literally driving through the field to avoid the port of entry.
Beckham says it would be totally unrealistic to deter illegal border crossings by fencing the entire 4,000-mile-long border with Canada. His team favors a flexible approach that uses a broad array of possible security measures.
We are looking forward 5 to 7 years, understanding that the security threat is not static, that it is constantly changing, and that Customs and Border Protection needs to change the responses to meet the threat.
Beckham says his agency is listening to public comments and won't make any decisions until at least next year. Bellingham resident Carolyn Correa came to a public meeting with concerns about aerial drone surveillance and how border fencing might block wildlife migration.
But it seemed to be minimal, if I'm hearing correctly. That's a comfort level, and we would have to make certain that they hold their word.
Vancouver Sun newspaper columnist Vaughn Palmer finds it ironic the discussion of fencing came up just as the Canadian government is deep in talks with the Obama administration about a joint North American security pact. The idea there is to tighten controls around the perimeter of our two countries and thereby enable freer mobility across the shared border.
Since 9/11, that cross-border relationship has changed in any number of ways. And we're going to be struggling to reconcile the security concerns in the United States with the trade and tourism interests between the two countries.
For a long time to come, it seems. I'm Tom Bonsi near the U.S.-Canada border in Blaine, Washington.